Team, welcome to Monday Motivation Meeting, episode one. We are pumped for this whole new format.
This is great.
We're going to keep it nice and practical, really straightforward, straight down the line, giving you guys a ton of value. Let me make sure that you guys can chat with us as well. There we go. We're on. Plenty of you guys flying in, which is so awesome to see. Welcome, welcome,
it's
welcome.
Great.
We're going to be doing this every week, team, 8 to 8.30. Dust, share a bit of the vision behind it before we get into today's episode.
Totally, would love to, yeah. And appreciate so many of you jumping on. It's flying in. This is great to see. Just a massive thanks to everyone. We reached out, it was end of last year, we sort of reached out to a lot of people and sort of asked, what is the challenges that you're running into? How can we help you best in 2024? And a lot of the response that we got back, Steve, was around the ability for leaders to be able to lead their teams. That was a big theme of what was coming on board. So team members, sales team members want greater abilities from their leadership, and leaders are also want to be able to step up and be able to go, hey, how do I get the best out of my team and how do we all win together? One of the main things that actually comes with that we hear a lot in a more practical sense is, guys, we suck at running meetings. Like they are the same. They're a bit bland. They can be a bit vanilla, a bit beige and a bit vague. And they've just got no direction, the meetings. And if we set up our meetings poorly, then the rest of the week can tend to run poorly because no one's got any direction. And we actually heard a bit tongue-in-cheek. People said, gee, it'd be great, Darcy, Steve, if you guys could run our meetings for us. Ha, ha, ha. And then we thought, well, maybe what if that wasn't such a joke? Maybe we could actually do this. Maybe there's a way that we could zoom in to everybody's boardroom and actually help you run your sales meeting for you. So this Monday Motivation Meeting is designed to be plugged directly into your existing meeting, run alongside your existing meeting as an addition to it, or if your meetings are super boring, as they are, use it to replace your meetings entirely and you're going to get exactly what you need out of it. So super pumped, Steve. And this is just going to get better and better and better. We do have a big vision for that. For
Love
many
it.
Of you who joined on Record Breakers in the past, you'll see similar themes and similar styles, but we do want to make it nice and practical to set you guys up from the get-go on a Monday morning to have your mindset focused and your strategy in place to hum for the rest of the week.
Love it. Let's dig in.
Keen.
Righty. Beautiful. So Dar's going to kick off. There's four segments each week, Dar, that we're going to be running through. We're going to be changing it up with the content side of things.
Yes.
As Dar's mentioned, we want to be able to plug this straight in. We want this to be something that you can think about during the week. We want to give you actions that you can take, questions that you can ask during the week, some time savers as well to give you back some time in your day. We hear it all the time that salespeople and leaders are busy, but that's not necessarily effective. And so there's some time-saving hacks that will help you get stuck in as well. But we always want to kick off with big believers that mindset is the key. Whenever you're looking to grow, it all starts within this, the noggin. So, Das, let's dive in for Monday mindset.
Beautiful, team. So kicking off here to get you guys focused for the week ahead around embracing fear. So as a sales team, if you guys are sitting around the boardroom at the moment, there's one thing that you all have in common, and that's that you all experience fear, every single one. I don't care how long you've been in sales. I don't care if you have spoken to every single person in the world that could possibly buy your thing and you've gotten used to it, whatever it may be. No matter what it is, human beings will have a level of fear. If you don't have a level of fear, there's something missing. It's a very natural human experience is fear. Now, a lot of people experience fear, but Steve, I would go this extra level for salespeople specifically. Very few people experience fear in the way salespeople specifically do. Some people have greater fears. They've got to do heart surgery or they've got to, you know, save a burning house. And that's probably a greater fear in terms of what you could possibly lose. But the fear that comes with sales, being in sales, is unique specifically to sales. There is nothing else like it. Because we deal with one thing greater than any other profession out there. If you want to write this down, if you're taking notes, this is the note to take. Or if you're pretending to take notes so that your leader is watching, thinking that you're taking notes so you look good, this is the note you want to pretend to take, which is we embrace rejection more than any other field out there, Steve.
Hmm.
And rejection from the tribe or rejection from our peers is one of those core fears that sits at the center of the human experience that we never want to ever experience. We never want to go through that. It's one thing that we really try to avoid at all costs. Okay. So whenever we're going out there to pitch our offer or to ask for a meeting or to show what we've got to offer in any way whatsoever, there is always the fear that our buyer could say no. You know that you have this fear because if I said to you, hey, what if you, no matter what you did today, everyone said yes, would it change the way you behaved? And 100% of people would say yes. I would go and I would talk to anyone. I would go talk to the biggest person at the biggest company I could possibly find that could help me close the biggest deal I possibly could. Great. So what's holding you back? Fear. Well, what are you afraid of? That they'll say no, i.e. rejection. That's it. That's at the center of all our fears. Okay. Now, if that's at the center of all of our fears, then you only have one of two options that you can utilize here. The first option, no matter what, by the way, no matter what, you're using it as a compass. Okay. So people always talk about using fear as a compass, but please understand that you actually are doing that whether you like it or not. You actually only have two options though in how you use it as a compass. You can use it as a compass in a way that says, this brings up fear in me, therefore I'm using it as a compass to know what to move away from. I don't want to experience that fear anymore. I want to go the opposite way to what that fear is. Okay, so I'm going to try and stay safe. That's how I'm going to use it as a compass for safety, first and foremost. Is this making sense so far, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
The other way that you can use it, again, you're still going to use it as a compass, but you use it as a compass for knowing where to move towards. If you understand where you are fearful and where you're afraid and where you're afraid of rejection specifically, and you move towards that, which goes against everything that your brain would be screaming at you, don't do it, don't do it, it's not safe. If you move towards it, you'll actually find that that's where two things exist more than anything else. And that number one thing that exists is meaning. And the second thing that exists is momentum. I'll say that again. If you move towards fear and use it as a compass to move towards something, then you'll gain meaning and you'll gain momentum. And those are the two things that salespeople want more than anything else from their job. Sometimes even more than the bonuses and the cash and the commissions that can come with it, because that's ultimately, you know, what you're doing in the role is to grow your wealth and help people, etc. But if you create meaning, I did something today that really stretched me, you start to feel alive again. And when you feel alive again, people are attracted to that energy. I love that whole idea, Steve, of you should always do the thing that is the hardest or that you're most afraid of first in the morning. Mm. Do that. You know, Monday mindset, guys, after this webinar, do the thing that you're most afraid of doing first today, and the rest of the day will have way more momentum than you could have. So meaning is what comes with it, because I feel like I'm actually progressing and moving forward. And momentum is generated because you've actually taken action. If you only ever take action on the things that are easy to do and comfortable for you to do, the only thing you'll ever do is create momentum around the things that you've already got. And that's just going to keep you stuck at where you already are. So does this make sense? Okay. So that's what we're going to use. We're going to use our fear as a compass to move towards. If you're not doing that, you're only using it as a compass to move away. You can't be doing both at the same time, and you can't be doing neither of them. You've got to choose and know which way are you using your fear as a compass.
Love that, Darth.
Yeah.
And to go on top of that, it's powerful if you sometimes create an archetype in your mind or a personality of you being the most fearful or concerned. So I have this weird little, like, you know, angel demon sort of thing going on in my head often when I'm in my sales game, right? On one side is, I call him Mr. Clayton, and he's concerned about everything, and he's pointing out all of the things that could go wrong, and he uses language like what if a lot, or what if that happens, or what if they reject me, or what if this makes me look silly, or whatever it may be. He'll often say what if based statements, but Mr. Clayton sucks. Very conservative. He's always telling me to stay safe, not take action, play it small. So I've built a bit of a relationship with Mr. Clayton. He tells me exactly what I should be doing. If he's like, oh, but what if that happens? I'm like, sweet, thanks, bro. You're telling me exactly what to move towards now. Mm-hmm. But I realize that Mr. Clayton only ever finishes these sentences with one key statement, and that is, put it off, do it later, mm-hmm. add more time to the equation. It's its own strategy.
Do it once you
got to do that first, whatever it may be. There's all of these things. You'll notice that you're Mr. or Mrs. Wet Sock, trying to keep you safe, not moving, not taking action, not trying new things. He or she will always tell you to do it later. So once I realize that, its only strategy is to add time. If you do a bit of a Nike and starve it of its food, which is time, it's a great relationship to have with your arch nemesis. It's like, hey bro, where do you want to point me today? Oh yeah, well, you better not call that big client. What if they reject you? Sweet man, I'm calling that big client. Thanks. Bring.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? And away you go. On the other end is I fondly call him Steve-O. And he's that happy-go-lucky, playful, give it a crack. It's all about momentum. It's all about not taking it so seriously. And you can have a nice relationship with both. But team, realize that if any part, you know, you might take something out of today's session, you're like, sweet, I'm going to implement that. Realize that part of your brain and will say, yeah, but you got to do all these other things first. You might as well put it off and do it later. I guarantee you'll be here next Monday, not have done that thing. So starve it of its food today. Starve the take action in a short amount.
Nice. Love it. Good stuff, team. Hey, team, can the team chat, Steve, by any chance?
Yeah, they should be able to chat.
Team, put your chat to everyone and let us know what you're thinking. Give us a good day. we want to make sure that you can actually hear and hear us. We might have just been rambling to ourselves, the whole team.
Actually, I'd love to know this, Darcy. If you could do me a massive favor, team, let me know. Are you tuning in from a boardroom? Are you in like, I want to kind of visualize who's tuning in right now. So are you guys around a boardroom table as a team? Or are you guys joining solo? Let us know where you're tuning in from. Love it.
We got the LSG team around the boardroom. G'day, LSG team. Love that. Renee's individual. G'day, Renee. Catch up this week. Office. Oh, we've got tons in the office, Steve.
How good. Flying boardroom. Solo.
Yeah, great.
Love it. Bunch of people in the office.
G'day to Rick Dunn and the team. That's great.
Beautiful. Solo. Love it.
Love your work, Mina.
Team. It's good. Yeah, it's majority great to have in the boardroom. Here. So I hope you got a nice brew in hand and enjoying this. All right. So Monday mindset. That's our first segment done. Second one, the Monday model. We want to give you a model each week that you can put into your week, into your sales game, into your practice. And these models are something that are going to be evergreen, team. It's not going to be something that, you know, is here for a moment and gone tomorrow. These are everlasting principles that if you start adding these models into your life, you'll find you become more effective, you become more focused, and you get more done. Principles are a beautiful thing. We call them models, right? So one thing we've noticed, Darce, we've had thousands of players play our outbound game. For those that aren't familiar with the outbound game, it's a way of gamifying your KPIs, your outbound activity, and you can customize it to whatever you want and align it to your goal. But we've found in a lot of data, Darce, throughout the years that people were creating games with 12 actions. People were creating games with 3 actions. People were creating games with 7 actions. Others were creating games with 5. And when we dug into the data and look at goal completion, we noticed that 12 was ridiculous. There was normally like only a couple that were getting done, but the rest were often left up to chance. And that very quickly gave us the realization that 12, trying to do 12 things at once is way too many. Then we analyzed the people that had 3 actions. But what we noticed with them is there was a little sense of boredom. It was that same old, doing the same thing over and over and again. Then we analyzed the people with 7 actions and we noticed 5 were consistently getting completed, but 2 would always be left off. And then we noticed the people that were doing 5 action games and it was the money.
Yes. Yeah. Massive momentum. People that focus on the top 5 activities they need to complete. It's like just focusing on them led to gold in all the other areas around their business as well.
It was key. So in that we were like, aha, big aha moment of our own. Human beings suck at doing too many things at once, and it's likely that you can only ever do 5 things at any given. 5's the magic number. Your top 5 act. But the problem with this is you have to start saying no to things when you're focusing on your top 5 action. I guarantee if you start your day and you listed out your top 5 actions or top 5 goals that you wanted to complete today, I guarantee you're going to get bombarded with a lot of other things that look like distractions, but even some of them look like opportunities. That's the game. It's at that moment when you realize that I need to start saying no to things. I have a little saying, you know, the more willing you are to say no, the faster you grow. Sounds counterintuitive, but really what we're talking about here is a game of focus. And if you're noticing that you don't have a healthy relationship with the word no, it's actually a sign of immaturity. As we grow, we have to learn to say no because we're bombarded by opportunity. And so when you have these top 5 actions and you're like, or top 5 goals, and you're like, this is my focus, this is all I actually want to be moving towards today, it empowers you to start saying no to things outside of that.
That's really good. Really,
that's what causes you to say no. Without that, you'll say yes to nearly everything. You'll forever be that busy person. Yeah, don't put up your hand, but those ashamed busy people where no matter how many times
don't
you talk
put up your
to
hand,
them,
sorry.
No matter how many times you talk to them, you're like, how's your week? Busy. How's your day? Busy. How's your month? Busy. How's your year? Flat out. One, I think it's like part of an excuse to really kind of just saying I'm not really that effective with my time because I'm forever busy. But two, it's not that actually, I don't find it actually that enjoyable to be forever busy. So quit saying busy as a badge of honor. Start saying effective as a badge of honor. How effective was your day? How effective was your month? How effective was your year? That's way better conversation to be having with your team than how busy you are saying yes to everything.
I remember recently, Steve, I went to the beach, just went down to the beach for an arvo or something like that. I went down for a quick swim, like a run and a swim or something like that. I can't remember what it was. And I remember I started to feel a bit guilty because I was doing it. I was like, this is the middle of a work day. Although I'm taking care of my health, I should probably be working right now. And something clicked in before I actually went for a run. I sent a text message to a particular, there was a leader I was speaking with. They were pretty high up and had a lot of leverage in their zone and could connect me with a lot of other people as well. And so I just had this really high quality conversation over text and we decided on the next steps that we were going to take. I thought, isn't it interesting? Because I was effective and focused, having that one text message conversation with this one person that could connect me with so many others is worth infinitely more than if I had have just worked hard on non-effective tasks that made me feel busy but weren't actually of high quality. So now I can send one text message and go for a run and get a way better result rather than, you know, head to the grindstone and just work hard for the sake of working hard, being busy for the sake of being busy.
Yeah.
It's interesting when you start seeing the world this way.
And try it on for size team. For this week, eliminate the word busy from your vocabulary, because busy has no measure of quality. Busy or you're not. That never goes into busy with what, but we allow that word busy as, we almost wear it as a badge of honor, and I reckon it's actually holding us back from being effective. So remove it from your vocabulary this week. Don't allow yourself to say that you're busy. When your boss like, how's your week been? Yeah, flat out boss, busy as. Eliminate that. Instead, have the conversation around effect. How effective have you been today?
Huge, Steve.
How effective have you been this week? How effective have you been this month? That's where you change. Busyness keeps you stuck. Being effective allows you to move forward.
Oh, welcome back, Steve Clay.
You.
Good one. Team, time saver. Steve, this one's yours. I actually stole this idea off you. I reckon it was like 4 years ago I saw this platform logged into your Google Chrome called To-Do. Yeah. With these time savers team, the whole purpose behind them is we want to give you something, because time is money and money is time when you're a salesperson. So anything that we can do to help you hack time, we're going to start putting it in here. And if it's not for you, all good. But we know that like 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 of these could actually completely shift the way that you actually focus and dedicate your time over the next 365 days. So we know that it's worth it. We won't be spending the most time, ironically enough, on this slide every week. We'll be focused on the others, but we know there's going to be gold in here for you. We want to make it super practical. So go for it, Steve. What's To-Do all about?
Yeah, and flowing on from those top fives, right? So if you want to if you got some notepads in front of you right now, team, let's get super practical. Write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 right now and start writing in. What are your top 5 goals for today? Now, I use the word goals more than actions sometimes, because being goal-oriented, I think, is also a really big part of being effective. You need to have some sort of intended aim, some sort of goal. When you get human beings placed into a desert where all they can see on the horizon is more desert, you notice that human beings actually walk in circles when they have no ended goal or no intended aim, no reference point. We humans do the same thing. When we have no goal or intended aim, we walk in circles. So what you can do is you can install this free program called To-Do, T-O-D-O, as a Chrome extension. And before you get stuck into your day with all those crazy tabs and all the stuff and your CRM's going and LinkedIn's going and this is going and that's going and you're just stuck in the world of busyness, you can slow down and start listing your main goals within this platform. So I'll quickly show you how it works. How it works is once you install it, every time you open up a new tab, it says, good morning, Steve. Nice. What is your main goal for today? And it could be to have everyone, love it hard and share it with their done. And now I have this main goal that I can tick off, and that's my number one goal. But you can also bring up other to-dos and you can switch to inbox. You can have a look at different integrations. But one thing I really love, team, for those that are, you know, in the habit of doing sort of blitzes or really focused time block, is you can come up here to a focus point and it has a Pomodoro method where it gives you 25 minutes of focus with 5 minutes of rest. And you can put sound on and you can tab stash as well. So you're meaning you hide all your tabs so that there's no distractions. And then once you start focusing, you're in 25 minutes of deep work and it'll notify you when you've done that. Of course, you need to allow the permissions and all that sort of stuff, but it works a real treat. And then you're in, it's got a timer and it's just, you're going hard, you're doing calls. It's 25 minutes, whatever it may be. You can put in single tasks that you want to focus on, different music if you like that, whatever else it may be. And then you can stop focusing and pause. But the Pomodoro method is a really powerful way of having a short blitz, little break, grab a coffee, stretch the legs, get some sunshine. Short blitz, have a break. And then if you compare those two things together, it's brilliant. So you've got a main goal, top 5 actions and Pomodoro method. It's a absolute gun way of getting way more focused. So
Hines has just asked behind the scenes there, Steve. He said, can you say how to get this extension again? Where do you go?
So if you just type in T-O-D-O Google Chrome extension, go on. Maybe they changed the name. There, Todoist for Chrome.
Nice.
Todoist for Chrome. That's it.
Love it. That's great, Steve.
It's really, really cool tool. Yeah. And that's our Monday time saver team. Like that little bit of focus can save you huge amounts. And if you haven't ever heard of the Pomodoro method, try it out. It's really powerful. You can get a lot done in 25 minutes. And then knowing that you've always got your 5 minute break to just scroll on LinkedIn aimlessly without guilt, it works.
Good.
It works a treat. If you've got a table tennis table, go ham for 25 minutes, smash some calls, send those proposals, whatever you need to do. Then go play 5 minutes of table tennis. It's a really, really effective way of getting.
Nice. Love it, mate. Team, final one we want to finish off with each week is the question of the week. So we want you to ponder on this as the week goes. And we'll see you guys next week to hear how it went for you. But the question of the week this week, team, all around productivity and focus, of course, for this week, is what are you spending your time on that's non-dollar productive? One way that you know how to answer this question is, can you tell me directly how what you're doing right now is leading to the closing of sale? That's the question that you ask most directly and most specifically. Can you tell me how what you're doing right now is leading directly to the closing of sales? Now, if you know the direct link for it, it means you know two things. Number one, it means you understand your overall company sales strategy really clearly. So you understand the purpose behind your work. You understand why you're doing the outbounds that you're doing, why you're posting on LinkedIn, why you're following up proposals, why you're creating a new proposal, whatever it may be. That's the first thing that it gives you. The second thing that it gives you is for your leadership team is it helps them understand and know where you're at. So they understand the purpose of why you're doing what you're doing as well. When everyone knows how the work they're doing is dollar productive, meaning we know how it's leading to close deals, then it removes all guilt from the salespeople around, oh, I'm just scrolling on LinkedIn and wasting my time. And it removes all resentment from leadership because they never look at young Johnny and going, oh, Johnny's just wasting time again. I saw him for 2 hours yesterday just doing that thing. Nothing, didn't seem closing any deals, whatever it may be, okay? So non-dollar productive tasks are often the ones that you will procrastinate around, or they will be tasks that you are doing that you find that you're doing more so for the sake of, like we said before, just being busy for the sake of busy. And Steve, would you agree there is a lot of that in salesmanship in the year 2024? There is a lot of things we can be doing that make us seem busy, but that never actually were going to produce a single dollar at the end of the day. Would you agree?
100%.
Yeah.
Key way to do this, team, if you want to, and this could be your action plan for this week after your sales meeting or during your sales meeting, grab a fresh piece of paper and draw four lines going left to right. And then you want to list out, what are your $10 activities? $10 activities could be like, you know, cleaning the inbox or, you know, like sending certain documents or doing manual tasks or whatever it may be. There's these $10 activities that you'll have in your life, meaning you could probably pay someone $10 to do that. Then there's $100 activity, and this could be more like LinkedIn posts and creating personal brand or doing some certain outreach, right, to cold audience. Then there'll be some $1,000 activities. These are things like discovery meetings. These are things like scoping presentations. These things are like preparing presentations, whatever it may be. But then there's normally the $10,000 activity, meaning these activities have the opportunity to give you $10,000 of lifetime value. If you start listing out your $10,000 activities and you spend more time doing that, outsourcing, automating, eliminating your $10 and $100 activities, you will find that your business scales. Jacob Capra says, I think the Chrome extension is called Momentum. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I might change the name.
Has gone through a rebrand by the look. So Momentum. Thank you, Jacob.
Love it.
That's the way you can start thinking about what is your non-dollar productive activities. It's by focusing on the more valuable stuff at the end.
Love it. Team, that's his first triple M.
So good. I've loved it. I'd love a couple things, team. Number one, give us a rating in the chat out of 5 stars. Did you enjoy this session and why? If you give it a 1 star, please do let us know why. We want to make these sessions better and better and better. Give us a rating. Yeah. How'd you enjoy today's session? And then the last thing I want to share with you is a poll. And it's the question, what's your biggest sales challenge right now? Whether it's filling the pipeline, tofu, getting quality meetings, mofu, or closing deals, bofu.
That's top of funnel, middle of funnel, and bottom of funnel for those that are wondering why we're talking about one of the grossest vegetarian meals.
Please, if you do have a sec just to answer that, we're going to be tailoring our Monday motivation meetings based on what challenges you guys are experiencing in the market, right? So if there's a real big, you know, we're struggling to fill the pipeline at the moment, we'll dedicate some sessions that'll help you specifically do just that. So we'll give you a few seconds to run through that. We've got a 5 stars, Das. How good's that?
We'll take the 5 stars. That's great.
Got a few more 5 stars. Really good, team. Appreciate your feedback.
Unreal, team.
Another
Thank
30
you.
Seconds for the poll. A lot of you answered, and I'll let you know what we're currently noticing. This will give you a bit of insight, team, and whether your problem, this will give you some insights, team, as well as whether your problem is a shared problem or it's a you problem.
Yeah, good. Good call.
So if we find a lot of people have a particular problem, you might not feel so bad about it because it's a bit of a shared problem. So,
Steve, can you give us a few more $10,000 example, Campbell?
Building any system or process that works without you. Anything that is system or process driven, where you're actually working on the business, creating system or a process or a template or a guide or an asset, that they're always $10,000 activities. So think about things that live on longer than you. They're always huge. Strategic partner meetings are huge. Anytime when you've got a one-to-many business relationship, they're always $10,000 activities because they're opportunities that can grow into opportunities that can grow into opportunities. Things like that are really powerful. Das, we've got a tofu problem.
Okay, great. Great to know. We can solve that. Excellent.
So the majority of you said you've got a tofu problem, top of funnel problem, filling the pipeline. So tune in next week. We're going to do a whole session dedicated specifically around strategy, mindset, questions, tactics you can use to fill your pipeline right away. So
yeah,
make sure you
Love
tune
it.
In.
That's great.
Share this episode with anyone you want. And yes, you will be getting the recording and some highlight reels to share it with anyone that you want. So
nice.
First episode in the bag, Dad. Baghdad.
In the bag. Either you said first episode in the Baghdad or you said first episode in the bag and then you called me Dad. Yeah, so I'm going to take the second one. I reckon that's
say
good.
Das, but then I've been doing, I spend lots of time with my baby and, you know, getting him to say Dad, 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 Dad. And I think that just automatically came out.
That's the greatest way to finish the episode.
That Das, or it's the first episode in Baghdad.
Yeah, no one's to know because no one can see our backgrounds, so you're not to know. Love it. Hey, team, keep an eye out. Many of you will have seen coming recently. We have nothing to sell in this episode. We only have things to seed and to let you know that are coming up, which is Outbound Blitz. We're putting together a free version of the platform for you guys to be able to run your sales blitzes coming up pretty soon. We're pumped, Steve. This is going to be awesome. And we're going to make it free for the entire sales world to just jump in and start running sales blitzes. A lot of sales leaders say they have to use like a manual whiteboard or an Excel spreadsheet to run their 3 or 4 hour sales blitzes that they love to run, which are super effective, by the way. So we wanted to create something that we could actually give away for free. So we're working on something on like that for you in the background as we speak. And we'll be posting it to the Monday Motivation Meeting community first before everyone else, as per usual.
Love it. We'd love, love you it, to team. Share this, team. If you know any other businesses or other boardrooms that you think would get value tuning in on Monday, please share it with them. Always happy to grow the audience. We want to give you a ton of value. Thanks for tuning in. Have a cracking week. Any way we can support, reach out to us on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the best place to find us. And of course, if you want to check out more of the gamification side of things, outbound.game, proudly sponsored by.
Love it. Love it. Thanks, Steve. See you later. Cheers, Steve. Good on you. Thanks, Steve. See you next week.